Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What was the last tutorial you watched on YouTube? Because right now, I'm learning how to blow out side sweat bangs.
Oh. My little brush. And I will start to do that.
She's blowing out her bangs.
See how I'm pulling it forward?
Yeah, she's
Most
pulling it.
Most people will style bangs under.
Uh-huh. That's what I do.
And over like that.
Okay.
But what that does, that'll give you, if you want a straight bang coming down, that's how you do it. You go under and then straight. But I like a little bit more of a side sweep. So instead of that,
oh, now she's going over.
I will grab it on the back side and then pull it down to the side.
If you're just tuning in, this is how to blow out sweat bangs, side sweat bangs. Could sound like a lot of different things. 6449850. What is the last tutorial you felt like watching?
The makeup tutorials are huge on YouTube.
Nick, I try to watch those all the time and copy.
No. Just if it doesn't work for you, that's fine, but you'll watch another one, right? Like when they come up, you watch them. So they are huge. I'm not saying they always work.
6449850. What's the last tutorial you watched on YouTube? Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Lynn. I'm calling from the Nexus line on the Peace Bridge.
Perfect. How's it looking, Lynn?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, not like it should.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Lynn,
faster.
Last tutorial you watched.
Labor Day.
I know, right? Exactly. What was the last tutorial you watched on YouTube?
It's funny you would ask me that, because at 5:30 this morning, and when my curry didn't work, I was online trying to figure out how to get the coffee and the water to come out.
And did you learn anything? Did it help?
Well, I thought the third video might be the charm, but it wasn't.
So wait a minute. Your curry broke, so you went on to try and figure out how to make it work?
Right. The water doesn't come out.
Oh.
Huh. And I wonder what the problem is. That's weird. Thanks
it
for calling, Lynn. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Last tutorial you watched on YouTube?
How to make clear slime.
Oh, that's a great one. I know the video you're talking about. If it's the most popular clear slime video.
Yes.
How'd it come out?
Actually, I was helping my little sister do it, and she was like, no, you didn't do it right, and I was trying to fix it, but she wouldn't let me, so it turned out okay.
How do you make clear slime? Because it's with glue, right?
Yeah, it's with glue and like an adhesive, like eye drop, and like there's this one, like she was using like blue soap and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, really clear, and it worked, but
not perfect. Okay, so there's that tutorial.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Jane, I've never bought so much eye lens solution in my life as I have.
Uh-huh.
Since
yeah,
the
exactly.
Slime revolution. I'm buying it by the gallon.
6449850. What's the last tutorial you watched on YouTube? Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
This is Hannah.
Hannah, what did you watch?
I'm really into the calligraphy writing videos. Probably going to try to, you know, get some time to see if I have any artistic ability to recreate something.
So what
That's
did you learn from
amazing.
The tutorials that you didn't already know? Like how to actually follow through and make the letters?
Technique?
Right. I mean, I know the basic idea, but it's always good to get more inspiration.
Cool.
Gotcha. 6449850. So calligraphy. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Jen.
Hi, Jen. What is the last tutorial you watched on YouTube?
The crab bake, like, so you know how Wegmans has those little packaged seafood crab, like crab or lobster, and you put it in the oven and it has a potato and that.
Oh, yeah.
So, but they're $30 a piece, and we have a, you know, family of five, so I'm trying to think of a way to make that, but on a larger scale at home, it would be cheaper, I would think, to put it all together and try it. So I looked it up, and I made it, and I used the amount of seasoning she used, and I won't use the person's name or everything because it was pretty good, but it was very salty compared to what we're used to. So, unfortunately, I didn't absolutely love it. Like, I would do it again. I would just cut back on the sauce.
Yeah, isn't it the worst?
Fun to watch.
Yeah, fun to watch, but it's the worst when you do a recipe and there's too much salt in it. Doesn't that drive you bananas?
Yeah, well, then I'm thinking, why would you listen to it? Like, why wouldn't you cut this in half ahead of, you know, knowing that it was just too much?
Yeah, exactly. All right, lesson learned. Hi, Kiss. Who's this? Last YouTube video tutorial you watched.
How to change the sand in my filter for my pool.
How'd it work?
Great. It was awesome. And I was blown away by how easy it was.
Oh, that's amazing.
That
good for
be
you.
That can be expensive if you take it to the pool place. Doing it yourself is not impossible, but that's one of those things you want to look at someone else do it so that you know what problems you're going to run into.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Last tutorial video you watched.
Okay, so it sounds ridiculous, so like judge for your dumb, please.
yes, of course this is.
Okay, this adulting thing is like very new to me. Not really sad. So, how to make eggs.
How to make eggs.
Well, what were you trying to do with eggs that you didn't know how to do? Like, what kind of eggs were you trying to make?
Literally just cook them.
Just cook them.
It's been a rough go. But
you know,
have you not watched anybody do it over the years? Like, it's happened in the room you're in.
No, like my mom always used to do
Yeah.
it. You should watch me. I'm like, Mom, I really don't want to. No. So I never did, and then I graduated college, because college, you know, they, like, cook the food for you.
Sure, and you then just I walk up and it's college. There.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. Adulting hit, and I'm like, oh, geez, like, I should probably figure this out. And then so my mom was down in Florida. I made eggs, and I FaceTimed her. I'm like, Mommy, guess what? What is this? What's my And she's like, what is it? I'm like, they're eggs. And she's like, that's so proud of you, but, like, why are they brown? I'm like, I overcooked it.
Yeah, maybe. Isn't it such a drag that you have to go day after day after day to work? That's a lot of days in a row.
That is, and it's not really working that's the problem. It's like making lunches for the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just every day. I'm like, do I really like have to do this?
The work itself isn't so hard. It's all the self-care that goes along, like getting yourself to the place, the hair, the clothing. You got to wear some sort of clothes or something when you go out. Mm-hmm. And then the food. Yeah.
Yes, I told my mom, I was like, Mom, I really commend you. I don't know how you made it this long. Like, I'm like a year in, and I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah, it's
I'm
a
done
lot.
With this adulting stuff.
Throw some kids in there.
Couple questions. Have you been able to maintain at least a regular brunch schedule on the weekend?
With like friends and stuff? Or
yeah, with friends, of course.
Oh, I thought you meant like me cooking brunch. Like,
oh, no.
Janet, you're a little
silly. No.
No, just attending.
Yes,
just attending, okay. Yes.
And what day of the week do you feel the youngest? Like where you're still going to a rooftop?
I don't know, like any time on the weekends, really. I mean, I really balance yoga throughout the week, so anytime really I'm on my mat. Mm-hmm. During the week, I feel the youngest, but also on the weekends when my friends are here or whatever, so... Yeah,
awesome.
I don't know if that answered
have you taken off enough time from work to watch Euphoria?
Okay, so I actually don't know what that is. Well, I do. My cousin posted it on Instagram, and she's like, this is like, no one watches this show. I'm like, yeah, no one watches it. And then I texted her. She lives in Miami. And I was like, Jenna and Nick are talking about Euphoria.
Oh,
like,
yeah, with Zendaya. When you watch that show, though, don't expect light and fluffy. It's a heavy show. It's great.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah, but you'll like it. Well, listen, it sounds like you're pointed in the right direction. If you stay with Kiss 98.5, you'll continue to succeed in life and maybe even win Jonas Brothers tickets.
I know. I'm trying to win the meet and greet this week, like, so badly.
Of course.
Did you download the app?
I did Monday morning when the announcement came out.
And you allow notifications?
Yes, allow notifications. Favorite you guys always.
Yep. And so then on Friday morning, keep your ringer on because there'll be like you'll get like a little ding. But we are going to send you out a notification and you'll know what to do to win the tickets.
Oh, I already have my alarm set for 6 a.m. Like you have no idea. Like I'm like... This is like Super Bowl day for someone who doesn't like football.
I understand.
I am so proud of your egg skills. Like, that's not an easy thing.
You.
It seems easy, but once you get it done.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And now so I make an egg every day.
I'm proud of you. So is it Joe Jonas?
It's every Jonas. Yeah. Actually, all of them. In fifth grade, my friend and I were like obsessed with the Jonas Brothers. We actually made like dances to all their songs. We did like
Same.
Burn It Up. We like put bathrobes on, and then like we whipped our bathrobes off, and like sparkly dresses came on. Like it was intense.
I like that. We need a Jonas Brothers song. Is Sucker? Is that a good song for you?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so here's a song to start your day as you try to adult on this Wednesday morning. We're very proud of you.
Oh, thanks.
I like the tutorial that you watched on how to make eggs. Yeah, exactly.
An egg trophy.
An egg trophy. It's excellent.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.